Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to the channel. Well, it was a disgraceful and ignorant outburst by Lord Hermer. I suggest he opens a history book or actually read what the European Convention on Human Rights says. So he's the Attorney General. That means he is the government's barrister. He gives them legal advice, and like the Attorney General way back in 2003, it was crucial in the legal advice he gave to Tony Blair about the Iraq War, something the government didn't want to publish for a very long time. It's very troubling what he said, and even he said that he rues what he said, that it was clumsy, because there's been a call by Reform United Kingdom, and now the Conservative Party is playing catch up, saying they would withdraw from the European Convention on Human Rights because it's taking away the United Kingdom's right to control its own borders, to do what it needs and provide security for its people, and so forth. So Kemi Badenoch rightly denounced him for this offensive lie and labeling people as Nazis who don't agree with the Labour Party. So we should be mindful of Godwin's law. And there he is, this reductio ad Hitlerum. It is ignorant, is extremely rude. And I'm not against offending people necessarily. There are times it's a right to do so. I mean, if I say something's offensive, as Christopher Hitchens say, well, yes, I'm still here waiting to hear what your argument is. Like, tough, grow up. You're going to don't be offended too easily, or saying something's offensive doesn't prove it wrong. So anyway, he says that we must defend international law. All right, we're not against that. But the European Convention on Human Rights is for those countries which have chosen to sign up to it, and you can choose to withdraw it from it. Now he really is an idiot, because then he says, well, it helps us tackle aggressive states like Russia, blah blah blah. Now, in case he doesn't know, the European Convention of Human Rights finalized in 1950. Signed up to many, many countries. There's this myth that Churchill was behind it. He was in opposition at the time. It's Clement Attlee, a barrister, Labour Prime Minister, who led the United Kingdom in. So Republic of Ireland, UK, many countries ratified it. The Soviet Union ratified it. Russia then, under Putin, despite all the atrocities in Chechnya, large-scale massacres of civilians, which are absolutely beyond a penumbra of doubt, the very wide-scale use of most severe tortures, and they had the European Convention on Human Rights as something they were signed up to, because it's due to the Council of Europe. It's not the European Union. Okay, 45 countries in Europe, at its broadest definition, 45 countries, Iceland to Azerbaijan, and they're all signed up to it. Despite all the appalling atrocities, it didn't prevent many massacres by the French army in Algeria in the 1950s, and when France was signed up to it, remember, Algeria is part of the domestic French state. It wasn't treated as a colony, as a part of the metropolitan. Okay, so it doesn't prevent all these terrible crimes. And Russia would just simply disregard the ruling. The European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg ordered them to do this or not to do that, pick opposition, and they just wouldn't, and they got away with it. So no, it doesn't uphold human rights, despite its fine aspirations. And Belarus, likewise, the last frank dictatorship in Europe, with these hugely rigged elections, with a lot of police brutality against peaceful protesters, holding thousands of political prisoners and so on, the murder of political dissidents. And it was signed up to the European Convention of Human Rights until very, very recently, so about 3 years ago, and even had a judge on that court there in Strasbourg. Putin was appointing one of the judges. What an imbecile Lord Hermer is, if you think it actually does anything. So, okay, we've got the right to life. That's a good thing. Is that compatible with the death penalty? Some countries which sign up to the ECHR said yes, others say no. I mean, now they all say no, except for Belarus. And Belarus was still allowed to be signed up to it, despite officially retaining the death penalty and indeed executing people. But what about children? Does this apply to them? Surely we've got to have right to life equality. Human rights have got to be for humans, all humans. And it doesn't matter how old they are, how young they are, or if they're in utero. Nevertheless, the mass murder of children has gone ahead and actually expanded while the ECHR is there. So it's preposterous to suggest it makes such a huge difference. So does he really think the UK is going back to the Third Reich? So presumably the United Kingdom was the same as the Third Reich prior to 1950. So which war was the, which country was which side was the UK on in the Second World War? And so many things were a bridge. There was censorship in the Second World War. There was internment without trial in the Second World War. So civil liberty was a bridge. There was rationing, and you couldn't do all sorts of things, like was it even own binoculars or whatever. Couldn't travel freely, couldn't exchange currency freely. So this idea that is a war for civil liberties is really for the birds. It's just a stupid lie. When civil liberties were taken away during the war, there were compulsory ID cards, and for several years afterwards. And so on. So it's outrageous what he said. He ought to be sacked for really cheapening the political debate, for for therefore really excusing the crimes of Nazism, and so on. So goodness. So should the United Kingdom withdraw from the European Convention of Human Rights or not? It's debatable. I'm minded to say yes, actually. What it did is that the UK, by the Human Rights Act 1998, transposed it into domestic law. So therefore, your convention rights, the rights arising from the ECHR, are justiciable in the United Kingdom, and courts can hear cases from the ECHR. Previously, having exhausted all domestic remedies, courts in the United Kingdom could refer them to the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg, not to be confused with the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg, although we're now urged to call it the Court of Justice of the European Union, and so on. So the Luxembourg Court, Strasbourg Court, two separate courts, but there's a dialogue between them, and the Luxembourg Court follows the jurisdiction of the Strasbourg Court. It's easier to call them by their toponyms than that. So anyway, he's really disgraced himself, so he must be dismissed from the cabinet. I don't think he will be. He doesn't watch his words. He says this. He's insulting about half the British public who want to withdraw from it, because they, oh, we can't deport people who are in the United Kingdom illegally, who've committed very grave crimes, can't be deported because of whatever the children want education here. He won't like the food, or these preposterous things like that. Or someone's allowed to stay in this country illegally after being illegally because he had a cat. I mean, that was one of the several factors they'd considered. So we have these loony left activist judges, which are effectively giving the United Kingdom open borders, and it's impossible to control the situation. And the court cost is exploding of keeping people in these hotels and things like that. So is an ever heavier burden on taxpayers because of the loony left judges who are making it impossible for the United Kingdom to determine who gets to stay and who doesn't. So it's all very, very worrying. And the ECHR doesn't prevent mass murder. It doesn't prevent state terrorism, as we see it goes on. Turkey has a bad human rights record. Okay, the massacre of Kurdish civilians in the 1980s, the very wide-scale use of frank torture and so on, taking away people's freedom of expression, really a highly politicized judiciary and so forth. And the ECHR doesn't prevent it. Look, Azerbaijan, another oppressive state, another outright dictatorship with farcical elections. The ECHR doesn't prevent it. Do you see how worthless it is that both the convention and the court, and the United Kingdom had some of these rights in its law for decades, even centuries beforehand? It was most of the other countries benefiting from what the United Kingdom already had. Well, it is a living instrument. So it's very, very worrying we should have such an idiotic attorney general. We must be giving the wrong advice. I wouldn't listen to him. So he ought to be sacked from the cabinet, but no doubt Sir Keir will keep his crony there. So he has really lowered it to the level of the playground with these outrageous, disgusting insults. And it's troubling that someone this thick and bigoted should have such a high office. But that's the Labour Party for you.